Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now just take one really deep breath. And now exhale. Okay. So once again, we're going to go into the preoccupied mind state, but it'll just be for a minute, and then we'll do something to soothe the preoccupied mind state. Okay. So imagine that you're a small child. Imagine that your parents are kind of always with scattered attention. They can never really pay attention to you. Also, get this sense that you just can't make it on your own. Bring up a sense of anxiety. And now kind of bring up kind of present as very helpless. Present with a problem. And now notice that mom notices you and then comes and gives you care. Feel into this sense that you need to present this helplessness in order to get care. Also, kind of turn the mind now towards exploration and play. But now feel abandonment fear that makes you cling on to mom. And feel how just kind of icky and repressing that feels. Okay. And now, notice how now you do want to play and explore, and you really feel like you're ready to go after it. But mom prevents you because she would feel abandoned if you were to go out and play. She wants to keep you right by her. So now she prevents you from going out and playing. And now feel how there's a little part of you that kind of feels like it just dies. Feel how your confidence around exploration, around self-assertion and boundary setting, around owning your own desires kind of withers and dies. So these are what I assume to be some of the conditions that bring about the preoccupied mind state. Okay. And so now let's soothe ourselves because that was kind of upsetting. So now have the perfect nurturers come and now they support you. And they say, oh, we're sorry you went through that. And now just shape a scene with the perfect nurturers just to help you feel better. They really delight in being with you. Okay, good. And now come out of that.